Good morning and welcome to Perspectives, a public affairs program produced by Midwest Communications of Holland. In the 1450 WHTC newsroom, I'm News Director Gary Stevens.
Voters in Saugatuck and Douglas will be asked on November the 5th to decide whether or not their separate cities would be merging into a single municipal entity. Proponents have said that the merging of the two cities would save money. Opponents say it would lose the distinctive identities and that it would not save as much money. In fact, it might cost more money than what proponents are saying. The League of Women Voters of the Holland area staged the first of three scheduled forums for the November 5th election dealing with this particular issue at Saugatuck High School this past Tuesday. You'll hear comments from Max Madison of the Consolidated Government Committee first. They are for the consolidation. And then you'll hear from Bill Hess and Matt Ballmer from Citizens for Independent and Cooperative Communities, who are against the consolidation issue.
My name is Max Madison. Honestly, I expect most everyone in this room has their mind made up on consolidation by now. After all, if you count when it first started, it was recommended in 1989 by the Tri-Community Plan. We've had 24 years to think about it. That old Tri-Community Plan is probably a very good place to start. The key quote from it reads, "The benefits of merging the communities into one jurisdiction far outweigh the detriments of long-term future if the area is to be considered." I think the word future is important. As our group sees it, consolidation is really about the choice of the future. On the one hand, we can choose the status quo. It's familiar. We haven't gone off the cliff yet. And for many people, any change is a risky thing. But the status quo is a pretty scary risk of its own. As President Kennedy once put it, change is the law of life, and those who look only to the past and the present are certain to miss the future. So our real choice isn't rather to change or not to change, but rather how we choose to change. In other words, how do we adapt our government system so that the years to come we maintain everything we like about our wonderful community while governing ourselves more efficiently. Efficient government is good government. For us, that is the heart of consolidation. The one thing that has been introduced in this consolidation debate that bothers me is the assertion that our community will lose its character if we agree on one government. I can tell you from my heart that if I believed that was even partly true, I would have not joined this effort. And that goes for all the people I know who believe in consolidation. They all love it here. Our diversity, our beaches, our restaurants, our arts, our sunset, and most of all, our people. They all love our neighbors. None of this local character will change with consolidation, period. But the government will. Our government will get more efficient by not having two bodies with two different everythings just a mile or so apart. Without change, we are wasting money, a lot of money. And our government will get more efficient by speaking with one voice on critical matters like the harbor. When the CRC talks about enhanced accountability, that is what they mean. Our single focus will be on solving the problems we all share, and solve them we will. There's nothing scary or risky about the process of consolidation either. It's a careful step-by-step approach specified by state law. Nothing is going to spin out of control. Will it take good people to create a consolidated government? You bet it will. And we may have some of them in this room, including some who may not yet have embraced the idea. Tonight, in our question and answers, you will hear more specifics. But let me end my remarks with this. We picked the slogan, "We are better together," for two reasons. One not important, one very important. The not important reason is it rhymes. The very important reason, it's true.
And now the opposition will have their 5 minutes.
Thank you. Good evening. Thank you to the League of Women Voters for allowing us this opportunity to discuss this very important issue with the community. A little bit of history. More than 2 years ago, a petition was submitted to the State Boundary Commission to consolidate the three governments of the tri-communities into one new city. The petition was for consolidation, not for a vote on consolidation. In response, a group of residents from the three communities formed a committee to make sure voters would hear both sides of the issue about consolidation. That group would become the CICC, the Citizens for Independent and Cooperative Communities, the group that Matt and I represent. During the first part of 2012, our group, the CICC, held public meetings with voters to educate them on what consolidation would mean to their government and them personally. Our message resonated with our citizens. Based on the issues raised by the CICC, the pro-consolidation group realized they would not have the support of the township residents in an election to merge the three communities. The result, in April 2012, the pro-consolidation group announced township out, Saugatuck Douglas in. You will then remember the State Boundary Commission held a public hearing over in the high school gym in June of last year. Hundreds of residents attended. The vast majority of the speakers, as well as the three municipalities, spoke against consolidation. The State Boundary Commission chair requested a show of hands to show support or opposition to consolidation of both the three communities or just the two cities. Once again, the response from the audience was very much against consolidation of anything. Moving forward to last fall, despite the overwhelming opposition from residents at the public hearing, the State Boundary Commission approved the consolidation of the two cities. Again, not a vote for consolidation, but a full, complete consolidation of the two governments without the residents having a say. To ensure voters would decide the issues, in February, our group, the CICC, held a petition drive to bring the issue to a public vote. We received more than three times the necessary signatures to call for the referendum that will be held next month. So that's why we're here today. Interestingly, the same issues the CICC began discussing 2 years ago about why consolidation would not be good for you or your cities are still relevant today. Matt?
Thanks, Bill, and thank you to the League of Women Voters for providing this forum and for all of you for attending tonight. To date, there have been a lot of promises being circulated about consolidation and what it would do for our community. It's almost like it's a magic elixir. It's going to save your harbor, it's going to lower taxes, it's going to save us money and bring us together for a brighter future. If all these things are true, then how can anyone here be against it? Well, what looks good on paper isn't always the case when you put it into practice. The truth is, it's just not that simple. When you take a closer look, it becomes clear that the promises of consolidation are all based on woulds, coulds, shoulds, ifs, and maybes. There are no certainties and there are no guarantees. Bill and I are up here tonight as private citizens. We're people who care about our communities, but we've also had the benefit of being involved in our local governments. We have first-hand knowledge and experience of what works, what doesn't work, and yes, what we could do better. Based on what we know about our community and what we've learned about the proposed consolidation, we feel that it's not in the best interest of the residents of Saugatuck and Douglas. Tonight, for your questions, we believe that we'll be able to provide you with answers that will allow you to make an informed decision once you get into that voting booth. I'm confident that after you've had an opportunity to hear both sides of this debate, that you'll leave here tonight fully convinced that the unknown outcomes and risks of consolidation far outweigh any potential rewards. That consolidation will not lower your taxes, it will not save our harbor, and it will certainly not save you $500,000 a year. You'll leave here tonight reassured that we've got it pretty good here right now, and that there's really no compelling reasons to risk losing what we have. Two fiscally sound towns that provide wonderful services to their residents, that have been able to work together for over 100 years, and still maintain their unique and individual character, that there is absolutely no reason to believe that we won't be able to continue to do so for another 100 years to come in a cooperative manner that has made both Saugatuck and Douglas such a wonderful place to live. Thank you.
Those are the opening remarks from Max Madison of the Consolidated Government Committee and from Bill Hess and Matt Palmer from Citizens for Independent and Cooperative Communities. The entire audio from this forum is available on our website. Go to WHTC News in the podcast tab. And that's Perspectives for this week. From the 1450 WHTC Newsroom, I'm Gary Stevens. Thank you very much for listening, and join me again next week at this time for more Perspectives.